Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 11, 2021. The difference between the first and the second restriction. Question: why do we have difficulties studying the material when the second restriction, Simpson bet, is explained? Answer: because the first restriction is made upon the egoistic desire to receive that is naturally in us. And with the second restriction, it is not entirely clear what it operates on. It operates on the fact that there is no opportunity to receive but only to become, like the property of bestowal with no reception. That is, there is this first opportunity when I receive and my intention is to receive for the sake of the giver in order to give him pleasure. And the second one is when I do not receive because I cannot receive in order to please him. Question: can you give an example? Let's say, I have several $1,000,000, and I do not use it at all because I understand that I will use them for myself and will not be connected with the upper force, and it is important for me to be in touch with it. This is the first state. The second state is when I determine that I can use some part, for example, a $100,000, not for myself, but for others. And then to the extent that I use this opportunity for the sake of others, I am connected to the Creator. Is this correct? Answer: yes. But this is not the second restriction. It is just using whatever resources you have. If you do not have a mask and you can only close yourself from receiving, then this is called the first restriction. If in addition to this you have the opportunity to fulfill yourself for the sake of others, for example, to receive something for the $100,000 in order to pass it on to others but nothing for yourself, then this is already using forces over the first restriction. And if you cannot realize the second option, then maybe you have the opportunity to make yourself just like others without receiving. But these are purely spiritual concepts, and then you will become like others, not receiving. Question: so can you give some examples of the second restriction in our world? Answer: yes. When you receive something from someone and pass it on to someone else, for example, if you received $1,000,000 from someone and you have the strength not to take it for yourself but to pass it on, just as Bina receives from Ketter and passes it down. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, November 16, 2021. Equilibrium with nature from the point of view of Kabbalah. Question: today, many agree that human problems are related to the fact that one is not in balance with nature. But everyone has different ideas regarding the actual term equilibrium. In one of your conversations, you said that living in ecologically clean places, eating right, and being closer to nature does not mean being in equilibrium with it. What does a Kabbalist mean when he talks about balance with nature at the human level? Answer: equilibrium with nature is similarity to the Creator. The Creator represents all of nature around us, its general law divided into a multitude of all kinds of particular laws. This is a causal relationship between all natural phenomena. The implementation of this law in life at the inanimate, plant, animal, and the human levels. All this is called nature. If we knew this and were harmoniously connected with it, then we would really be in a state of the highest harmony, perfection, peace, and good. The problem is that man, as the highest stage of development, is flawed in his private nature. He drives himself into a dead end because he is opposite to the general nature, which is built on bestowal, connection, interconnection, and love. Everything for him is built only on receiving, hatred, and power. He crushes everything under himself. By this, he introduces into nature tremendous disturbances not only at his own level, but also at the lower animate, vegetative, and inanimate levels. Moreover, this is the influence at a cosmic scale. We cannot imagine how much we affect the cosmos, 4 billions of light years, the waves of which diverge at infinite speed, not at the speed of light. We influence the entire universe and in a very negative way. Therefore, we perceived the world in a dark form. For example, a person gets up in the morning in a bad mood and everything around him is bad, like as they say, a rainy day. And another time, on the contrary, the same day, but something shines on him. Thus, in contradiction with nature, with its property of bestowal and love, we simply destroy the whole world. We need balance with it. From Cab TV's close-up. Two-headed eagle. The development of the soul. Question. Why is it specifically through the body that the development of the soul to the human level takes place? Answer. The development of the soul does not happen through the body. We exist in the body in order to develop the soul and to be independent of its development. So that I, while constantly on the animate level and starting from it, could develop the soul. It is not dwelling constantly in the soul, but being able to change it, to make circuits, to ascend constantly, to be independent of your spiritual state, to descend into the body again and ascend to the new degree of the soul again, to descend again and ascend again, and so on. The soul is the organ in me that I correct and fill. While working on my soul, I exist separately, just like, for example, I would create some kind of mechanism and work on it. I abstract from the soul and look at it objectively. That is why there is a necessity for such a state as our physical existence. After all, by looking at yourself from the outside, you become more objective. One can ascend the levels of his soul because he also has a body in which he exists. From Cab TV's close-up. The sound of the horn, softening of the properties of Malkut. Question, what does the sound of the horn mean? Answer, it means softening of the properties of Malkut by being aware egoism is corrected to bestowal. Comment, it is written in the Torah that when the people of Israel heard the sound of the horn, they started to shout and the walls of Jericho fell down. My response, when Malkut is gradually corrected under the influence of Bina, the walls of egoism are being destroyed. Bina can influence Malkut in such a way that its qualities begin to connect with the qualities of Malkut. But this is a long process. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, September 27, 2021.